And then, yeah, we find ourselves tonight without having a mind to be, I'd say, last Svira Malchus Shabbamalchus, the 49th day of the Omer, the day in which Klal Yisrael said Nasa Benishma. All the Gemaras that talk about the Shosh, Dimu Yisrael, Nasa Benishma, all the titles, and all the shvachim that Klal Yisrael received, and all the reward for saying Nasa V'nishma. Nasa V'nishma was Hey Sivan, the last day of Svir. In fact, it was the purpose of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was to come to Nasa V'nishma. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the gematria Nasa V'nishma. And of course, to lead to Malchus David Ushleimai, which Shavuos, besides being the day of the giving of the Torah, was also the day that we read Rus, the day of Leidas David, David Malka Mashiacha, Malchus David Ushleimai, Nasa Venishma's Begamatria, Malchus David Ushleimai. A very, very special day, the last day of Sphira, corresponding to the last moments of Golus, right before Mashiach. And this year, as mentioned last week, because it's a leap year, we are in the week of Parshas Bahaloscha. Normally, Bahaloscha could be two Shabbosos already after Shavuos. This year, it is read during the week of Shavuos. We learn Bahaloscha this week. And right from Shavuos, we go basically to Isruchag, and right away to Parshas Bahaloscha, which is in the midst of the Yemei HaTashlumin of Shavuos. So this year, we're learning Bahaloscha together with Chag HaShavuos. And as we spoke last week and tried to show the connections between Parshas Nasai and Shavuos, Baal Eischa is even more difficult because Baal Eischa is where the Yerida begins. The downfall of the Jewish people starts in Baal Eischa. The Mesoinenim, the Chet of Miriam. And as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, of Kufta Zayin, that in Parshas Baal Eischa we have the backwards Nunin, before and after the Psukim of Ayihi ben Isaiah Ha'ora and Vayomer Moshe Kuma Hashem, tells us the Gemara here that really Ein Zeh Mekoima, this is not the place for Vayihi ben Isaiah Ha'ora. Vayihi ben Isaiah Ha'ora belongs in Bamidbar, as Svarim say, 50 parshiyas before, 50 topics before, that's the backwards Nun, because it's talking about traveling the Golem, which belongs in Bamidbar. So therefore these psukim are not really supposed to be here. That's why there's a backwards nun before and after to show that these psukim don't belong here at all. Rebbe says, no, not true. The reason why there's a backwards nun before and after is b'pnei she'sefer choshevu b'pnei atzmai. Vayihi ben Isaiah Ha'aron is considered as a sefer unto itself. And here the Gemara quotes Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, who quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, "Chotzva amudeho shiva elu shiva sifrei Torah." We find a new concept here that there are seven sifrei Torah. Normally we say there are chamisha chumshei Torah. Now we're learning there are seven, because Rebbe says that Vayihi ben Yisrael Ha'aron is a sefer b'fnei atzma. So there are seven, because there's Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikra, Bamidbar until Vayihi ben Yisrael Ha'aron. Then there's Vayihi ben Isaiah Ha'orain, and then after Venu Chayoyim, it starts another, the rest of Bamidbar, and then Devarim, seven altogether. Chotzfa Amudeho Shiva. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, as the Gemara continues here further, Asida Parsha Zushate Oker Mikan, the Tikosei ben Koyma. According to his opinion, that it's not the proper place for these psukim, it's in the future going to be uprooted from here and written where it's supposed to be written, something which we don't find anywhere else, that a topic in Chumash has sort of been misplaced. And he continues, "V'lama kosva kank de la hafsik ben peronis rishoyim al peronis shnia." The psukim are written here to separate between the first peronis and the second peronis. The second peronis we know is vayihi ha'am kemis einanim, the complainers, and the first, says the Gemara here, is vayisu mehar Hashem, where it talks about Klal Yisrael traveling from Har Sinai. The Gemara considers this a peronis, as the Gemara explains here, kestinaik. As Rashi brings down, they left HaSinai in glee and joy, which they should not have. And that's why Vayihi ben Yisrael Ha'aron is written separately here with the Nun Hafuchais, because this really doesn't belong here, or even if it does, it's a Sefer b'fnei atzmo. But this is the famous Gemara in Shabbos, which Rashi quotes here in this parasha, Parshas Bahaloscha. What does that have to do with Shavuos, especially this year, that Shavuos falls out in the week of Baha'aloyscha? And in fact, the laning, the second day of Shavuos, of course, we lane Parshas Re'eh, but the Shir Chumash, the portion of Chumash that is read on the second day of Shavuos, of the Parsha of the week, as mentioned many times, every day of the week corresponds to a different chelik of Chumash, which the second day of Shavuos is Chamishi Tol Shishi, speaks about Klal Yisrael leaving Har Sinai. An interesting idea here. It's Shavuos, we come to Har Sinai, and in the Shir of Chumash of the week, we read how Na'ale he'onon me'al mishkan ha'edus, v'ayisu b'nei Yisrael mimid bar Sinai. They traveled, they left Har Sinai. The day of Shavuos, we're laning in the Shir of Chumash, not in the laning of Shavuos, but in the Shir of Chumash, of the Parshas HaShavua, how Klal Yisrael are leaving Har Sinai, and according to the Gemara, was a Peronius, the way they left, they didn't leave the way they should have. They should have left Har Sinai in a sad state. Instead, they left like Katina Kabirach and Beis HaSefer. So certainly that requires an explanation, to try to be masber a little bit. What does that have to do with Shavuos? L'chayr, that's the hepech, that's the opposite of the Bayom Hazel Bo Midbar Sinai, and we read in the Shir Chumash how they left Har Sinai, they left Midbar Sinai. We read at the beginning of the parasha of Ba'aloyscha es Haneirois El Mul Penei HaMenoiri Iru Shivas Haneirois. Umefarshim ask, what is this parasha doing here? What are we learning about the Menorah and the lighting of the candles, and Vazem Maasa HaMenorah Miksha Zohar Adirecha Ad Pircha Miksha? What is that doing here in the middle of nowhere, sort of? If anything, this should be in Parshas Truma. Why is it here in Parshas Emor? After the Parsha of the Nesiyim, we should continue with the Parsha of the Leviyim, which comes after this here, Kachas HaLeviyim B'Toch B'nei Yisrael V'Tiharta Oysam. That's related to HaKomas HaMishkan, which is discussed at the end of Parshas Nosai. Many, many topics in this parasha that seems to be out of place. This parasha with the Menorah, and then later Pesach Sheni is in this week's parasha, which is also out of order. Rashi says, really, this should be the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Parasha Shebarosh HaSefer Lenemra Ad Iyar, the beginning of Bamidbar was said in Iyar, this was said in Nisan, and Rashi says it should have started with this, but it's Gnusan Shal Yisrael. It's derogatory for Klal Yisrael, because for all the 40 years they were in the Midbar, they didn't sacrifice, besides this Karban Pesach, any other Karban Pesach. So Hashem chose this not to be the beginning. So this is certainly written out of order. And then we have the backwards Nun by Ibn Isaiah Ha'orayim. What does all this have to do with Shavuos? There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Yadayim that if a person finds a Yeriah from a Sefer Torah that has 85 letters in it, like as many letters as there are in the Parsha of Ibn Isaiah Ha'orayim, it's metame es hayodayim. The Gemara says it also here in Shabbos and Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. That's why the Gemara brings this whole discussion, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Yonah Shimon ben Gamliel, that one is allowed to be matzel a sefer from a fire if it has pei hei oisius, like the parasha of Vayehi ben Isaiah Ha'orek. Because from the words Vayehi, the letter of Vav, till Yisroel, the second pasuk of these two psukim with the nun hafuchais, there are 85 letters. What is the idea of the 85 letters? The Baal HaTurim says, in fact, that this is a parasha b'fnei atzma. The amount of words that there are in Vayehi ben Isaiah Ha'orayim is 12. That's how many words there are in the last pasuk of Chumash, L'chol Hayad HaChazakah. The amount of words there are in Ubenucha Yoimar is 7. That's how many words there are in Bereshis Bara Elokim Beis HaShamayim V'Yeis Ha'orayim. So this little parasha Vayehi ben Isaiah Ha'orayim is sort of encompasses the entire Torah from the last pasuk to the first pasuk. What is so unique about these two psukim here, and its connection, of course, to Shavuos? Tonight we finish the 7 weeks. The 7 weeks of Sfira, there's a minhag that many have, and it's brought down in the Kadmonim to say Lamanatzeach b'neginos Mizmar Shir Elokim Yichoneinu V'Yivarcheinu Mizmar Samach Zayin of Tehillim, after counting Sfira, because that Mizmar has in it, besides the first Pasuk, L'manatzeach b'neginos Mizmar Shir, it has 49 words, from Elokim till Sela. And then there's one Pasuk in the middle that has 49 letters, that pasuk in the middle. And the Kadmainim, the Shaloh HaKadosh, and others wrote this Lamanat Seach in the shape of a menorah. The Mekubalim, this is based on old Kabbalistic ideas, that this Mizmar of Tehillim is split into seven parts, seven psukim, and each pasuk is another kone of the menorah. It's another stem of the menorah. So the first pasuk is written as one kone, the second as another, the third, and the middle one, which is the Penei HaMenorah, that's the middle pasuk, which has 49 letters, and then comes the other three psukim. Altogether, you have the entire Lamanat Seach in the shape of a menorah. Because the menorah symbolizes the seven different groups of Klal Yisrael, as the Baal HaTanya speaks about in Likutei Torah in this week's parasha, the seven shepherds, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, which corresponds, of course, to the 7 weeks of Sphira, as mentioned throughout the last few weeks. Every week is another Sphira, another Midah, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisrael, Malchus. And now we're being introduced to a new concept, seven Sifrei Torah, Chatzfa Amudeho Shiva. And especially this year, which is a leap year, which is mentioned that in a leap year, there's a tikkun for the lower levels, for those who need more time, for the latecomers. We shouldn't say lower levels, no such thing, all Yidden are on a high level, but those that are referred to as the Pchusim, those who are from Machaneh Dan, and according to the Aris Dvash, Sivan corresponds to Dan, as mentioned last week. Everyone, on the last day of Sphira especially, has the ability to elevate himself and to unite and to be part of this special menorah. The menorah of the Lamanat Seach, the menorah that is built, this menorah is formulated after the 7 weeks of Sphira. We have the seven Knei HaMenorah of the Lamanat Seach, of the Yemei HaSfira, of the Anabachayach has 42 words, six phrases, and then after each stanza we repeat the Rosh HaTevos of the stanza. Like, for example, tonight, we already completed the last phrase, last night, Shabbosayim HaKabeh L'shmat HaKoseim Yodeh Talumais. So tonight, the Kavana is supposed to be Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yud Tov, which is the acronym of Shabbosayim HaKabeh L'shmat HaKoseim Yodeh Talumais. We're also supposed to have in mind tonight the last word of that Lamanat Seach just mentioned, which is Talumais is last night. Tonight is Shin Kuv Vav Tzadik Yud Tov, the entire the Rosh HaTevos of the last stanza. And then we have to have in mind Oretz, the last word of Lamanat Seach is Oretz, and the last letter of the middle pasuk is a Hey, Tanchem Sel. And it's interesting, Chazal tell us that there were times that Shavuos fell out on Hey Sivan. Shavuos fell out, could have fallen out tonight, tomorrow, when they were Makadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, if Nisan and Iyar were both 30 days, then tonight would be Shavuos. That's why the Gemara says that the Torah doesn't say exactly what day Shavuos is, because it could be sometimes the 5th or the 6th or the 7th, Pa'am B'chamisha, Pa'am B'shisha, Pa'am B'shiv, which means already tonight, the day that we said Nasa V'nishma, Hey Sivan, the last day of Sphira, we already feel the Ha'ara of Shavuos. It's interesting that these words, as just mentioned, Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yud Tov, which we're supposed to have in mind tonight, and the word Eretz, and the letter Hey, of the middle pasuk altogether is equal to V'yom HaBikurim V'Hakrivcha Mincha Chadosh LaHashem, which is what we're going to be laying on both days of Shavuos and the Maftir. That's Shavuos, that's Yom HaBikurim.
He's upstairs.
These are the Shivas HaNeiros. The Mepharshim asked, the Pasuk should have said, El Mul Penei HaMenoiri Yairu Sheshes HaNeiros, which Rashi tackles this issue here. Based on what we're saying here, the Shivas HaNeiros are the 7 weeks of Sphira that Klal Yisrael, through those 7 weeks, formulate the Shiva Neiros of the Menorah, which the Menorah is the Menorah that the Zachariah sees in this week's Haftarah, which incidentally is also the Haftarah of Chanukah. This is the laning of the last day of Chanukah. Ra'isi v'hine Menoras Zohav Kula. I see this entire Menorah of gold, this beautiful Menorah, the entire Klal Yisrael united together, Menoras Zohav Kula. That's why the pasuk says Ya'iru Shivas Haneiros. It's all seven together. El Mul Panei HaMenayra, the seven Neiros, the 7 weeks of Sfira prepares for Shavuos. The seven decades of a person's life, and more so, but the Yemei Shnei Sanabahem Shiv Mishona prepares for Yemais HaMashiach and Olam Haba. This world, which is a world of seven, prepares us for La'asid Lavoi. El Mul Panei HaMenayros Begematria La'asid Lavoi. When we do our mitzvahs, which mitzvahs are compared to candles, ner mitzvah v'toira or, the goal, el mul penei ha-menoir, all of this is to prepare us for la'osid lava, ya'iru shivas ha-neiros, all the seven neiros, all the different segments of Klal Yisrael, the 7 weeks of Sfira prepares for Shavuos, the seven segments of Klal Yisrael become united as Shavuos comes. And not only are there seven segments of Klal Yisrael, but here we have been taught over here now that there's also seven levels of Sifrei Torah, Chatzfa Amudeh HaShiva. Vayihi ben Yisrael HaOren is a Sefer by itself. Vayihi ben Yisrael HaOren is talking about Golos. That's why the Baal HaTurim compares it to the last pasuk of the Torah, where it talks about Shviras HaLuchos, Shikchas HaTorah, Golos. Uvenucha Yoimar is corresponds to Bereishis Bara Elohim Eitz HaShomayim V'Yasa'arz. That's how many psukha, the words there are in the pasuk, seven, equal to how many words there are in the Bereishis, as the Baal HaTurim says. Uvenucha is talking about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayam. Ubenucha is talking about Geula. Rashi says, Shuva Hashem, Rashi brings the pasuk as Shuva Vanachas Tivasheu, which is a pasuk in Yeshaya concerning the upcoming Geula. Shuva Hashem, Anachim Tirgum Eloshon Margoya, it's an expression of relaxation, the way the Geula will be. The Geula is going to come in a relaxed state, different than the Geulas Mitzrayim, which was Bechipozain. The Geula, the Osed Lavi, will be Beshuva Vanachas Tivasheu. Rivavois Alpha Yisrael, Rashi says, the Magad Shein Hashchina Sharev Yisrael, Chusim Yitzhnei Alof Mushtei Rivavois, there needs to be 22,000 for the Shechina to really fully rest among Klal Yisrael. So clearly the second Pasuk here, Uvinucha Yoyim, is referring to Hashras Hashchina, the time of Geula. The first Pasuk is talking about when we're traveling, B'nesaya Ha'orah, and it's why it starts with the word Vayihi, Vayihi is a Lashon Sar. So these two Pesukim refer to Bizman HaGolus and Bizman HaGeula. Shavuos prepares us. Shavuos is the day that comes after the 7 weeks. The whole Yom Tov is called Shavuos because it comes after the Shivas, after the seven Kenei HaMenorah are formulated. These seven Kenei HaMenorah that are formulated here in the Parsha, this explains why the Torah talks here about Ba'alayzches HaNeiros El Mul Penei HaMenorah Yiru Shivas HaNeiros V'zeh Ma'asa HaMenorah Miksha Zav Agirecha Adpircha Miksha Hi. Now the Menorah has been built. Now we have all the seven segments. We have the 7 weeks. We have the seven segments of Klal Yisrael. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hohor. Especially as we look in the Siddur and look at the Laman HaTzeach and the shape of the Menorah. So we see the Menorah. We mentioned there are those who say that Sivan is Levi, there are those who say that Sivan is Zevulun, and there are those who say that Sivan is Don. Levi, right afterwards, the Torah talks to us here about Kaches HaLeviyim Mitoich B'nei Yisrael V'tiharta Oysam, Shevet Levi, the ones who did not work in Mitzrayim because they were learning all day. Certainly Shavuos, Chodesh Sivan, seems to be related to Shevet Levi. Zevul, I heard one upshot this week, Zevul is the Kemach, main Kemach in Torah. Purposely, Sivan is the month of Zevulun, because without Zevulun, without Kemach, without the Tomchei Torah, there is no Torah. So Sivan, the month in which the Torah was given, is purposely the month of Zevulun, to show that there can't be any Torah without Zevulun. But the other interpretation, Zevul Nun, Zevul means abode, dwelling place, but bonai bonisi beis zavul lo chapam yizbaleni ishi. Vayeved Hashem al Har Sinai is b'gematria chapam yizbaleni ishi. The goal of the giving of the Torah, because Hashem wants to dwell in the world down below, and only through Torah is it possible. And those who are going to the outside world, which is the tachtoin, as the Medrash in last week's parasha said, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu misav aliyos leidira b'tachtoin, the whole purpose why Hashem created this world is that it should be a dwelling place for Him down below, is more so among those who are in the business world, those who have to go out, those who have to leave Har Sinai, those who go out of the Beis Medrash to work, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. even in the business world, even outside, even while shopping. The purpose of the giving of the Torah is not only that the Torah should remain in the Beis Medrash, but that the Torah should be brought everywhere. The Torah should be taught and lived. A person should live a life of Torah wherever he or she may be. In fact, Shavuos is associated with learning Torah. And Chanami at night is the minhag of staying up at night and learning. Whatever one learns, whether it's actual learning or saying tikkun. But on Shavuos, we were given the Asaras HaDibros. On Shavuos, we were not just told we have to learn Torah. On Shavuos, we were given a way of life. A way of life that brings Hashem down into this world. That even when we leave the Beis Medrash, even when one is not actually sitting in front of a sefer, he's living a Torah way of life and bringing Hashem into the world, even into the outside world. And perhaps this is the remez here, that especially this year, that the day of Shavuos, the portion of the parasha talks about that Klal Yisrael left Har Sinai. Shavuos is the Yom Tov where we're standing around Har Sinai, we're listening to the Aseres HaDibros, we're receiving the Torah, Klal Yisrael on the highest level possible. And yet the portion of Chumash talks about Klal Yisrael leaving Har Sinai, because that's the purpose of the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai, so that when we leave Har Sinai, we take it with us into the outside world and there create a dwelling place for Hashem. The Asul Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. And perhaps this is the explanation to the Seer of Shem Havaya. Every month has a different combination of Hashem's name. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan is the words Yedoisav Uletzela HaMishkan Hashenis Yud Vav Hei Hei. What does Mishkan have to do with Sivan? Sivan is the giving of the Torah. Mishkan is the idea of bringing the Shechina down into this world. The concept of a Shachanti B'soichem, because that's what the Torah is all about. The Torah and its mitzvahs were given to us to bring the Shechina down into this world. As Leah said when Zvulun was born, Hapa'am Yizbeleini Ishi. And Rashi there says, Me'ata lo yehe ikir dirasai ela imi. From now on, his main dwelling place will be with me, because she bore him 6 children. Ikir dirasai, the Lashon of the Medrash is ikir Shechina b'tachtoinim ha'isa. Originally, the ikir Shechina was b'tachtoinim. Before the Chet Eitz Hadas, Iker Shechina, that's the expression that the Medrash uses, the main, whatever that means, the main part of the Shechina, the Iker Shechina was down below, but the Chet Eitz Hadas removed it. There was a Histalkus HaShechina, and then later another Chet removed it further and further until Avraham comes and brings the Shechina down one level, and then Yitzchak and Yaakov, till Moshe Rabbeinu brings the Shechina back down to earth, Vayeirid Hashem al Har Sinai, and later on by the Mishkan, the Asuli Mikdash v'Shachanti B'Soicham. So therefore, the purpose of why Hashem gave the Torah is in order to be mamshech the Shechina down below, which is what Zevulun means. Zevul Nun, a dwelling place for Nun, for the Shar HaNun. This took place on the Yom HaNun, on the 50th day, which is Shavuos, Chag HaShavuos, Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaKotzir. That's the day, the 50th day after counting the 7 weeks. The day that is associated with La'osid Lavoi, El Mul Penei HaMenoira, B'Gematria La'osid Lavoi. The whole focus of the 7 Neiros, meaning the 7 weeks as mentioned before, is to come to Shavuos, to reach the Yom Tov of Shavuos properly. El Mul Panei HaMenoira B'Gematria La'osid Lavoi. Shavuos really is the Bechina of La'osid Lavoi. Therefore, there's no date. The Torah doesn't give a date what day Shavuos falls out. There is no date. It's L'mai L'men Azman. It's La'osid Lavoi. And that's why this parasha B'Haloischa is out of place. Many of the topics in this parasha don't belong here. As we saw Purim time, we read Parshas Tetzaveh, also as mentioned that time, that Parshas Tetzaveh also has many psukim that are out of place. That which we read in the parasha that has to do with the time. The fact that this is a time which is above time, this is Chag HaShavuah, is the week of Chag HaShavuah, which is L'mailam and Azman, L'mailam and Amokah, and no date. The topics in this parasha also seem to be out of place, out of order, especially by Ibn Isaiah HaHoroim. Which gives us the seven Sifrei Torah corresponding to the 7 weeks, the Shivas Neiros, the 7 segments of Klal Yisrael. It's interesting too that Sivan, it says, was created with the letter Zayin, Himlech Ois Zayin Behiluch. The concept of 7 being Mekadesh, this world, which is a world of 7. The truth is, the emes is, it's brought down in the in the Torah brings down, Shulchan Aruch brought down too, that Shavuos and Chanukah always fall out the same day of the week. So you do it when two Yom and Tovim fall out the same day. There's a connection, the fact that the Simon Atzeres is always when Chanukah falls out, Chanukah is when Atzeres. Chanukah and Shavuos are related in many ways. Both, there's a custom to eat dairy. Sivan is Begematria Kislev. Ner Chanukah is Begematria Yom HaBikurim. Shavuos is when we receive Torah Shebiksav. Chanukah is Torah Shebalpeh. The parasha that we read when Chanukah ends is Vayigash. And if Vayigash has 106 psukim, and the simon is Yehalalel. The parasha we read after Shavuos is Vahaloyscha, sometimes even us. So this year it's Vahaloyscha. And Vahaloyscha has 136 psukim, and the simon, to remember how many psukim, it is Mahalalel. Very similar to the simon for Vayigash. Vayigash is Yehalalel, Vahaloyscha is Mahalalel. Both are Hillel Kael, praising Hashem. What does Shavuos have to do with praising Hashem, with Mahalalel? Chanukah, we know, is Halal V'Hoidoa. And we mentioned then that Chanukah is the 85th day after Rosh Hashanah. Pei Hei. Peh. Parashah Baal Peh. The 85th day, if you count from Rosh Hashanah till Chanukah, Chanukah is Yom HaPei Hei. And Shavuos, it's interesting, Shavuos is also the 85th day after Purim. Purim starts Be'emes on Yud Aleph Adar. Megillah Nikreis be Yud Aleph. That's when the Ha'ara of Purim starts. If you count from Yud Aleph Adar to Vav Sivan, you have 85 days. It's one unit of time. It's Yudua. That's starting Purim, we begin preparing for Pesach, which Pesach is preparation for Shavuos. So it's one unit. And just like from Rosh Hashanah to Chanukah is one unit of Zman, we know Rosh Hashanah B'Gamashriya Matis Yahu, it's Yudua. Chanukah is a Hemshuk of Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos and Purim are connected. Purim is the Torah Shabal Peh of Shavuos, Hodor Kibluha B'Meach HaShveirosh, that which was accepted by coercion on Shavuos was accepted willingly in the time of Purim, which the Gemara tells us in the Sugya of Matan Torah in Shabbos. So in both there's this concept of 85 days, Peh. What distinguishes a person from an animal is the mouth, the ability to be able to talk. A person has the Koyach HaDibur, an animal doesn't. During the Yemei HaSfira, we are elevating ourselves, we're refining our character traits, we're trying to remove the animal behavior, which Kiyodua, that's the whole idea of Sfira, Sfartem Lachem, to remove the nef- to elevate the Nefesh HaBahamis, which a behemoth doesn't know how to talk. A behemoth can't talk. In Mitzrayim, we weren't able to speak, it says. We weren't able to praise Hashem. The Dibur was in Golas, Arals Fasayim. So Mitzrayim, Pesach is the Yom that we praise Hashem, we say the Haggadah, the Yigarat HaLevincha, we say Hallel. But when is the culmination? The culmination of Pesach is Shavuos. Shavuos is B'Hetziyacha Esorami Mitzrayim Ta'avdun Esor Lekim HaLehor HaZeh. So B'Emes, the Hashlama of Pesach is Shavuos. The first mitzvah, the first Dibra of the Aseres HaDibras that we'll be listening to on the first day of Shavuos, of course, is Anoichi Hashem Alekech Hashem HaTzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We're totally removed from Mitzrayim. We're no longer part of the Tumah of Mitzrayim with the Dibras and Golas. Now we can talk. Now we can sing. Now we can praise Hashem. Now we can learn. That's the Pei Hei, the Peh. Shavuos is the 85th day after the first day of the Ha'orah of Purim. And perhaps that's the idea of the Abayib and Isaiah Ha'orah as Pei Hei Oisiyos. The concept of Pei Hei Oisi, the person has to be Makadesh his Peh in order for him to be able to learn, in order for him to daven, in order to be able to say Tehillim. Rus, why was she called Rus? The Gemara says in Brachas, that wasn't her real name. The Medrash says her real name was Gilas. She was called Rus because from her descended David, Sherivuhu LaHashem B'Shirois B'Sish Brachas. He satiated Hashem Kaviyachum in Lashon Revoya with all the Shirois B'Sish Brachas that we say, bepeh, all the negunim, the shvach, the haidah, the hilulim that we say, are from the zmirois of David HaMelech. Ne'im zmirois Yisrael. Ne'im is Isis Naomi. Rosh Hashanah is Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael Ki Yodua. Shavuos is Leidas David. The last pasuk of Rus. Rus has 85 psukim. Pei hei psukim. And we lay it on Shavuos, the 85th day after the first day of the Ha'ara of Purim. And this year, Shavuos falls out in the week that we have Ayyib and Isaiah Ha'ara in the Pehe Oisiyos. That the Gemara, the Mishnah Yodayim, the Gemara in Shabbos, talks about these Pehe Oisiyos. Peh. Kedushas HaPeh, Kedushas HaLoshoim. That's why interesting that in Parashas Va'aleischa we have the whole Zehirus of Lashon Hara. At the end of the parasha, we talk about the story of Miriam. What does the story of Miriam have to do with Shavuos? Which, that's where the Yerida starts, because after that we have the Meraglim, which the Meraglim were punished for not learning from what happened to Miriam. Zocher Eis HaShe'asa Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam Baderach B'tzeisachem Yimitzroyim. One of the Sheish Zechirais is that we have to remember what happened to Miriam. What happened to Miriam? That's at the end of Parashas Baal Oyscha. Here we see the severity of Shmiras HaLoshoim, of Shmiras HaPeh, Bris HaLoshoim. What happens to Miriam, where she has to be incarcerated for 7 days. This is the Pagam of seven. Fatisoger Miriam Bichutz Lamachana Shivas Yomim. When one speaks Lashon Hara, even about 1 year, and in this case it was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was koilel all the Shiva Sugim of Yidden. The Shiva Kanei HaMenoira, we read at the beginning of the parasha, Yo'iru Shivas HaNeirois, the seven segments of Klal Yisrael, which were developed and formulated after the Avodah of the Yemei HaSfira, where we unite together, Ba'ichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'or, and Miriam Kaviyachol was Poigame, in her level, obviously she was a Tzadekis, and any, we have no understanding of how great Miriam was. It wasn't really Lashon Hara, but for her Madrega was considered Lashon Hara. We could make a Kal V'chaymer from Miriam, how one has to be so careful when he speaks. So she had to be punished for 7 days, to also Shivas Yomim. So getting back to the fact that Rus has 85 psukim. Rus, who's the Eimar Shal Malchus, the grandmother of David HaMelech, the Ne'im Zmirais Yisrael, the one who's Meshabeach and Mahal Hashem, David, who's born on Shavuos, Leidas David, and also the yard side of David is Shavuos. Shavuos therefore is related to Malchus Beis David. The last pasuk of Rus is Ve'oived Hoylid Es Yishai, Ve'yishai Hoylid Es David. That's the goal. The goal is that we should be Oived Hashem, we should be Zeichet to Yishai from Lashon Yesh, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Ve'yishai Hoylid Es David, David Malka Mashicha. Through our Avodah in the 7 weeks of Sfira, Yo'iru Shivas HaNeirois, we're zeichet to the oived hoyled as Yishai, the Yishai hoyled as David. So the Pella is that the words Yo'iru Shivas HaNeirois are the gematria of the oived hoyled as Yishai, the Yishai hoyled as David. The goal is to come to Yemais HaMashiach and Oilam HaBoal, and Mul Penei HaMenoira, the gematria of the Osid Lavoi. Shavuos, therefore, is the day of Kabbalah Satoya, but it is also the day that is associated with Malchus David Shloimoi, Malchus Beis David, and it's also Yartad of the Baal Shem Tov. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us Torah Shabiksav, and of course Torah Shabal Peh as well, because Kol Masha Talmud Vosik Osid L'Chadesh Nemro L'Moshe B'Sinai. But Be'ikr Moshe is Torah Shabiksav. David is more Torah Shabal Peh, as the Gemara tells us, as the Svarim speak to us about the concept of Peh. Malchus, David is Malchus, Malchus Peh. As we say in Pasach Eliyahu, those who say it before Hoidu on Friday night, Pasach Eliyahu talks about the seven Midos, and there it says Malchus Peh. Malchus is associated with Peh. Man Malki Rabbanon. Torah Shabal Peh. That's David. David is Torah Shabal Peh. David is born on Shavuos. And the Baal Shem Tov is Pnimius HaTorah, the Torah of Mashiach. The Baal Shem Tov began the revelation of the Torah that will be Nizgalu when Mashiach will come. So Shavuos is associated with Moshe, with David, and with the Baal Shem Tov. Miyad, Rosh HaTevis, Moshe, Yisrael, David. The Rambam says, Hifticha HaTorah Shele B'Soif. At the end of time, the Jews will do tshuva, U'miyad Hein Negol, and they'll be redeemed immediately. Miyad. Miyad is Moshe, Yisrael, David. That's Shavuos. Shavuos is Moshe, Yisrael, David. The Zohar says the Mashiach is going to come on Shavuos. Shavuos, the Yom HaBikurim, B'Hakrivchem Mincha Chadosh Ala Hashem, as we mentioned last time, Chadosh Ala Hashem, B'Shavu Oiseichem, is B'Gematri Uvolatzir and Goyel, L'Shavei Fesha B'Yankov, which is the Pasuk referring to the Geula. The Geula will happen on Shavuos. Shavuos is Cheirus Mimalach HaMoves, Cheirus Mishibud Malchios, Cheirus Mietzahara, Al Tikri Chorus Ela Cheirus, as we read in the Pirkei Avos of last Shabbos. Shavuos is the Yovel, the Deroyer, Krosem Deroyer Ba'oretz, the Yovel, where everyone returns to their root. Rus comes back home. Hashava im Naomi Mizdei Mayav. Rashi says it's written Hashava. The accent is on the shin. Milosh Loshan Avar. She already returned, meaning that she already had an neshama. Rus is the neshama of Tamar, as the Alshon brings down from the Zayar, another Kadmainim, that Rus is Tamar, just like Machlen and Kilian and Sabra later on in the neshama of Oyved. So Rus was originally Tamar. That's why in the Megillah it says Vihi Beischa Kebeis Peretz Asher Yolda Somar Lihuda.
Maybe you can help Sanaka.
One minute.
The pasuk mentions specifically Tamar Vihi Beischa Kebeis Peretz Asher Yolda Somar Lihuda.
Thank you very much.
Thank where we find, it's a long shmooze, there's not time to go into it right now, but it started with the B'nai's light, Vatavoy Balot. Balot means she came secretly to Boyaz, and Boyaz was sleeping in the Goyer, and the Alshach says Balot, B'nai's light, that Rus was originally the Bechira of the older daughter of Light is Rus. Rus is the neshama of the older daughter. Then later she's Niskal and Tamar. There's all different levels of Gilgal. It starts there. In all these instances, we see how the Noshim, the women, go against the grain, against the normal Kol Kavuda Basmelech Penima, the Tznius, and they initiate that which eventually brings to Malchus Beis David. You see it with the B'nai Sloit, you see it with Tamar, you see it with Rus, you see it even with Esther going into Achashverosh. And in the Megillah, you see it with Leah, Vateitzei Leah Likrosai. Vateitzei Leah Likrosai says the Alshach was Shavuos. It was Shavuos by night. That's what, because Yisachar was conceived on Shavuos and he was born on Chanukah. Another connection that Yisachar tells us between Chanukah and Shavuos. With this, we can understand by all of these stories, it says V'lo Yoda. In Parshas Vayeshev, which we read Chanukah time, it says V'layoda ki chalosayhi. He didn't know that she was his daughter-in-law concerning Tamar. In the story of the B'nai Sloit, it says V'layoda b'shichva uvakuma. Here in Rus it says Al yivoda lo'ish, no one should know about it. Boyaz says to Rus, it's a b'china of Adel Layoda, it's a b'china of Amaylam and Adas. Just like Shavuos is a day that the Torah does not record. The Torah does not tell us what day it is. It's L'maylam and Azman. It's L'maylam and Ayediyah. Malchus Beis David happens in a very, very...
What? I'm sorry,
Marv now. Malchus, we should be Zaychataka to the revelation of the Yishai Hoyle as David and to all the Yiluyim of Pashas Baal Leischan and to the formulation of the Menorah. Ro'isi v'nei Menorah Zohav Kula. Menorah Zohav Kula is B'gematria Tov Shinai and Aleph. We should be zaychataka to the binyan of the menorah this year, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, to prepare for the next year. Ya'iru Shivas Haneirois, Shivas is Tavshin Ayin Beis. By the time Tavshin Ayin Beis comes, we should already be zaychataka to Ya'iru Shivas Haneirois, and everyone should have a freilich and yontif, and be makabel the Torah, besimcha, v'pnimius.